Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The objective of Islam is purification of the soul. It wants to purify each and every aspect of human life, and therefore it insists that even in the intake of food, one must be careful to consume only those foods and drinks which are ritually pure, or in the words of the Quran, they are tayyib, they are pak, they are clean. The Quran does not give a list of clean food nor of the ritually clean drinks simply because human nature is able to guide mankind in this regard. Man knows by his own nature that lions and tigers, vultures and elephants, and animals of such sort, they are not meant to be eaten. His own nature guides him in this regard, and no doubt, at times, his own nature does become perverted, but a study of human history reveals that generally man's nature has guided him well in this regard, and precisely for this reason, we do not find a list of items which are ritually pure or impure to be consumed. In this regard, however, the Quran says that there are certain fundamental questions which arise and which perhaps human intellect is not able to answer, and the Quran has actually come up with an answer to these questions. The first of these questions perhaps is that is the pig allowed or not? For the reason for this is that it is of the same genre as the goat and the cow, but it still consumes meat. Similarly, another question which arises is that are animals which are slaughtered in someone other than the name of Allah, are they allowed or not? Similarly, dead animals, are they allowed or not, such that their death has occurred in a manner in which all the blood has not been drained away from their veins? And another question is that is the blood of animals allowed or not? So these are the basic questions which arise and which perhaps human intellect has not been able to answer. In this regard, as far as man's own internal guidance is concerned, as I've said earlier, it is very clear that there are certain things which are not prohibited on him and which his own nature is able to guide him. For example, intoxicants. For example, the urine and feces of animals. Man knows by his own very nature that these things are prohibited to him. As far as these four questions are concerned, the Quran has come up with a clear answer and said that the pig is forbidden, that the meat of the pig is forbidden, and blood is also forbidden. And similarly, the meat of dead animal, or murdar, or in the words of the Quran, maita, that is also forbidden. And animals which are slaughtered in someone's name other than Allah, they are also forbidden. The Quran has also given certain other stipulations about these dietary laws, and has explained, number one, that there shall be no difference and no distinction shall be made between animals who die an accidental death and animals who die a natural death. In this regard, they have to be treated as maita, they have to be treated as dead. Similarly, animals which die because some beast has killed them, they shall be also regarded as dead, unless of course they are found alive and they are slaughtered in the proper way. In this regard, the second stipulation is that animals which are trained for hunting, if they cut open a prey and if they kill that prey and that prey dies without we getting a chance to slaughter it, then this cutting open by these trained animals shall be regarded as equivalent to zibh, or the ceremonial way of slaughter. However, there is one condition to it, and that condition is that that trained animal must not have consumed the meat of its prey. And if it has consumed that meat, then it shall be regarded prohibited. The third stipulation in this regard is that animals which are slaughtered in shrines, or they are slaughtered such that positively the name of the Almighty has not been taken while slaughtering them, or the person who is slaughtering an animal is a mushrik, or a person who does not believe in the Almighty, then the meat of these animals shall also stand prohibited. The Quran finally says that a person can use or consume this meat if he is undergoing some compelling circumstances, if he has no other option. However, in this regard, there are two conditions, and the Quran says, غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ. People should not crave for it, and they should not cross the limits in this regard. These then are the dietary laws of Islam. And Islam insists, as I said earlier, that the primary objective is purification of the soul. And one has to be very careful in the intake of food and drinks they consume. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.